Ah, that's fun. You want to watch it again? Just kidding. Sometimes, the reason why I showed those two videos, do you want to watch the first one again because some people weren't watching? Show the first one for real. No, no joke. Show the first one. Which one's it going to be? Is it going to be the first one? It's going to be the first one. Watch. Sometimes there's nothing to be afraid of. Sometimes, boo. Rawr, boo. It's kind of fun to do. Everybody try that real quick. Boo. Yeah, it's just like in that video, though. Sometimes in life, there's nothing to be afraid of. Sometimes we have fears. You know, and then our fears turn out to be nothing and there's nothing to be afraid of. But sometimes we have fears and there is something to be afraid of. Sometimes there's nothing to be afraid of, but sometimes there's something to be afraid of. And as I talk to you guys, and especially some guys in my small group that I hang out with, I realize that in the lives of teenagers, there's a lot to be afraid of. The junior high is really hard. The high school coming up is really hard. And there's plenty to be afraid of out there. And this morning we're going to talk about fear. Sometimes there's nothing to be afraid of. Sometimes there is something to be afraid of. And the Christmas story is a story. I didn't do that. Is everything else muted besides my mic? Hello? Okay, now there's something to be afraid of. The Christmas story speaks head on to fear. Let's look at it right here. This is a story, just a little section of the story. Michael, are you going to help me out and hit the slide? There we go. This is a section of the story that we just read. I want you guys to read this with me. That night, you don't have to read out loud, there were shepherds, and they were just staying in the fields near where Jesus was born. The story just said Jesus was born in this manger, and they're guarding their flocks of sheep. Okay, shepherd, they do that. They guard sheep. And suddenly, they're out in this field guarding sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. Now, stop, pause right there. Just imagine you're going about your business. It's light, or it's night, it's dark, but you're watching your sheep. You're kind of hanging out. You guys don't have sheep. Let's say you're TPing someone's house, because that's something you do at night. You're throwing toilet paper in trees. And it's dark, and all of a sudden, an angel appears. And the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. So all of a sudden, this yard that you're in, throwing toilet paper, all of a sudden it's bright, and there's this like, oh, angel. Kind of, he's got his legs up like this and his wings out, and he's like, oh, and he's bowed up. I mean, he's buff and he's not wearing a shirt. He's like, oh, and this angel appears, okay? And I don't know what it would look like, but if it was an angel, you'd know it. Would that kind of freak you out? It would kind of freak me out. And it says these guys were terrified. And keep in mind, shepherds aren't little wimps, okay? Shepherds have to protect their sheep. And what tried to get sheep? Lions and wolves and things like that. And so shepherds were like the ninjas of their day. They had those staffs, and most people think they're walking sticks, those staffs with a hook on it. They were not walking sticks. They were ninja bow staffs, okay? Shepherds had bow staff skills. And like a wolf would come up, and the shepherd would be like, and would destroy wolves and lions and anything that came to threaten their flock. But these shepherds, these bowed up ninja bow staff warriors, were afraid, terrified, it says. And no, I'm not going to do it again. And I think I pulled a hammy. I'm just going to keep this leg straight the rest of the day. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. He said, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You're going to find this baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. He's lying in a manger. Suddenly, the angel was joined. Okay, so it's not just one angel. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven. Okay, so now we got angels with like swords and shields, and they're all like, yeah! And so the armies of heaven, okay, armies of heaven is described in Revelation as hundreds and thousands of angels. And they might be riding on horses, who knows? But all of a sudden, there's a vast host of others. It's not like in the video when there were like 10 other lights appeared on that video we just watched. It's a vast host, thousands. All of a sudden, we're in this field, one angel, boom, army! Wet yourself. And all of a sudden they appeared praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest and peace. It's an army, but they're saying peace on earth to those whom God has pleased. And do you hear what I hear? Next slide. I hear three things. I hear three things. The first is this. I hear they were terrified, but the angel reassured them, do not be afraid. I hear I bring you good news that will bring you great joy. Great joy. And I hear peace on earth. This week, we're going to talk about fear. Next week, we're going to talk about the opposite of joy, which is depression. And the week after that, we're going to talk about the opposite of peace, which is chaos, and how the Christmas message speaks to each of those things. Next slide. This is the teen trifecta, is what I call it. I hang out with teenagers a lot. What do they struggle with? Three things I see: fear, depression, and the chaos of their lives. There's so much to be afraid of. These kids, man, there's so much sadness, there's so much loneliness, there's so much feeling of I'm unloved, I'm not worthy, and there's chaos. Your lives are busy and crazy, and you're doing one thing this minute and another thing the next, and it's a mixed up mess. And Christmas speaks to the three things that I see students struggling with the most. And we're going to hit them one at a time, and today we're just going to talk about fear, but next week's depression and next week's chaos, and we're going to talk about how the story of Christmas can be applied to your lives if you ever struggle with one of these three things. But today is fear. Let's go to the next slide. The first message of Christmas is they were terrified, but the angel reassured them, don't be afraid. Now, who has your outline? Hold it up. I want you to look at your outline. What's the next thing after it says the first message of Christmas is don't be afraid? What does it say? There is blank to be afraid of. Now, I showed this to some people around the office. Don't go to the next slide yet. I showed it to some people. I said, what do you think this blank is? I showed it to some people on staff. What do you guys think it is? Nothing, right? That's what everybody said. They go, yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's much to be afraid of. There really is. Let's be honest. There is much to be afraid of. If you're like me, you've been afraid of failing your parents' expectations for you. You just have. I have. I am still a little bit. You've been afraid of being rejected by your peers. Wearing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, listening to the wrong thing, watching the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. You've been afraid of being rejected by the opposite sex. Number one fear for me when I was your age, being rejected by the lady that I liked. Seriously. And my fear was that a girl would never like me. That was my fear, that I would never be liked. And I know some girls that fear that a guy will never like them. If you're like me, you've been afraid of being caught in your secret sins. If you're like me, you're afraid that you'll never be loved. There is much to fear. But here's something that Jesus says, and this is a little bit what we talked about. If you went to the Progressive Right, show of hands real quick, Progressive Right. Was anybody scared on Friday night when I was talking about the room and I was talking about the judgment of God? I was. You see, there's something even more than these things that we all have to be afraid of. Here's what Jesus says in Luke 12. He says, I tell you, my friends, don't be afraid of people, those who can kill your body, but after that can't do anything more. Jesus says, I will show you whom you should fear. You fear him who, after killing the body, has the power to throw you into hell. Yeah, I tell you, fear him. And not only are there things on this earth to fear, but there's the judgment of God to fear. There is much to fear. You know why those shepherds were afraid when an angel appeared to them? Is they realized this is a dude from heaven. And we are sinners, and all of a sudden a dude from heaven's coming to us. He's probably coming to kill us. He's probably coming to judge us. There is much to fear. I left you a little space on your outline there. What are you afraid of? Anything I mentioned, I want you to take a chance to jot that down. You don't have to do it now. You can do it later at home. But I want you to think about what are things you're afraid of. You know, at the beginning, we show those two videos. Sometimes there's something to be afraid of. Sometimes there's nothing. But in this life, there is much to be afraid of. But the message of Christmas that this angel brought, when the shepherds were terrified, he said, what did he tell them? He said, don't be afraid. They had a reason to be afraid, but he said, don't be afraid. And he said, the reason why you shouldn't be afraid is because I have a great message for you. It's a message of joy and peace. The Savior, the Messiah, is coming. And so the message of Christmas is, while there's a lot to be afraid of, you don't have to be afraid anymore because your Savior has come to this earth. Now, here's the reason why I'm afraid. I have been many things. Next slide. I've been all these things. I've been unfaithful. I've been unworthy. I've been unrighteous, unmerciful, unreachable, unteachable, unwilling, undesirable, unwise, unsure, unbroken, unmended, uneasy. I've been unapproachable. I've been unemotional. I've been unexceptional, undecided, unqualified, unfair, and I've been unfit for blessings from God. And all of my uns give me plenty of reason to be afraid. But the message of Christmas is this, is that while we've been all of these things, that we will never ever be unloved by God, because God showed his love for us by sending his Son, not to be served, but to serve us and to give his life as a ransom for us. You will never, ever, ever be unloved or uncared for by God. Just to hammer that in, if we can get the lights, is someone over there? Someone run over there. I want to show a video that talks about how we've been all these things, but we've never been unloved. Watch this video real quick, and then we'll wrap up.
From above, but even I can see the sacrifice you made for me.
the message of Christmas is that you have nothing to fear because you have never been unloved. And God has shown his love to us by sending his son to die for you and to die for me. And I want to wrap up with just a little piece of application here, because you might hear me saying, okay, David, I get that. I'm not afraid of God's judgment because Christ has paid the price for my sins. Christ has taken the penalty for my sins. But what do I do about those other things I'm afraid of? Because there is much to fear. What do I do about, you know, being afraid of what other people think about me? Or what do I do about being afraid of a bully? Or what do I do about those things? And I want to give you three verses. And I had to narrow it down to three because I had like a million. Oh, let me finish this one. I'll get onto that one. But I didn't want to leave you with, these are the verses I shared with you earlier up here at the top, where it says, fear him who after killing the body has the power to throw you in hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Right in the same breath after that, Jesus says, are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. And what he's saying there is, you know, sparrows, there's hundreds and thousands of them. If you've ever seen birds up on a power line, you'd know that there's just tons of birds out there, and they're really cheap. Back then, they bought and sold them. And he said, you know what? God knows every sparrow. And he says, indeed, the very hairs on your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. So he says, hey, we have much to be afraid of, but God sent me to show you how valuable you are to him. And so you don't have to be afraid anymore, even though there is a lot to be afraid of. Don't be afraid. You'll never be unloved. But what do you do? This is the last application, and then we'll wrap up about those people, is you have to always remember God's love for you and God's desire to protect you and to comfort you and to guide you through this life. And you have to remember that you're not unloved by him. And look at these verses. They speak to a life. If you have a life that really trusts God, these verses will be true for you. David says in Psalm 56, 3 through 4, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you, God, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? That's like something Superman would say. What can mortal man do to me? But David says it, and he's just a regular man. The Lord is with me, David says again in Psalm 118. The Lord is with me. I won't be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He's my helper. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So I say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? If the Lord is your helper, if the Lord loves you, and you rest in his love, and you know his love, and you seek his love, and you know that he's your helper, and you trust his help for you, man can do nothing to you, and there's nothing to be afraid of. While there is much to be afraid of on the surface, with God in your corner, there is nothing to be afraid of. And that is the message of Christmas, part one. There's two more coming next 2 weeks. Let me pray. Lord, I thank you for the marvelous story of our Creator being himself created in the form of a child and coming to this earth to live and then to die for us. And I thank you for all that means for our lives. When we go around with so much to be afraid of every day, that we can know that we don't have to be afraid anymore because you have loved us in this way. And you have shown us that you want to be our helper. You want to be our comfort and our strength. I pray for these kids, these students in here, as they go into a lot of different schools and situations in their homes where there is a lot to be afraid of, I pray that you would give them a peace and an ability to not be afraid because of their relationship with you. And I pray that if there's a student in this room that doesn't have a relationship with you, that doesn't have the confidence in you that I have and that others have in this room, that you won't let them rest until they figure out how they can have that relationship and that confidence. I pray that they would ask somebody and that you would instruct them and guide them in the way they should go. Would you give us peace from fear, freedom from it, with the truth of the Christmas story, and help us to remember it all season long. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey guys, we're going to have about 10 minutes probably until church lets out, so we're going to hang in.